Welcome to the Gain 2020 podcast series, where we speak with keynote speakers, sponsors, GMARQ leadership, and more about what to expect from this year's premier conference for government marketers. I'm your host, Matt Langan, and today I'll be speaking with keynote speaker Adam Vasquez, who's a market inventor and author of Toothfish. And Adam will be giving us a sneak peek into his Gain 2020 presentation, which will lead gainers through an overview of a new marketing model called market invention. And Adam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, let's kick it off. And if you don't mind, before we talk about your upcoming keynote address, please tell us a bit about your background.
Sure. So, see, I've been in the industry pretty much my entire career in marketing, that is. You know, I started my career actually marketing in the business to government space. So doing what a lot of our audience is doing today. And then eventually got recruited to run marketing for large Fortune 100 companies across multiple industries and countries all over the world, and got the opportunity to travel all over the world. But then I, you know, back in 2015, I really kind of got frustrated about that there's this model, and we're going to talk about it, market invention, that I was using and I saw other people using, but there was no real change in leadership from the market leaders, from everyone else. And I thought it would be great, and several people asked me to start my own thing, my own advertising agency and marketing agency, to help companies basically become leaders, or if not the leaders, be very competitive in the markets they serve.
That's great. You also have your book, Toothfish, which I think is going to be a big part of your presentation, right?
Yeah, Toothfish, you know, Toothfish is, in many ways, explains everything that we're going to talk about in a much more deeper level, obviously, for my keynote about market invention, what it is, how to leverage it. And, you know, again, as any writing any book is a labor of love, but really, most importantly, I really tried to make it short, concise, to the point, and easy to read, that kind of breaks away from all of the sort of status quo business jargon, so that anybody, even with a novice understanding or background in marketing or in business, could understand really what is going on and how to leverage this thing called market invention.
Awesome. Perfect segue. Let's talk about this new marketing model called market invention, which will be a big part of your keynote at the conference.
Yeah. Thank you. And ironically, it's not necessarily a new model. It's just an unknown model, right? So in the Fortune 100 space, pretty much every market leader used this process, whether they realized it or not, to make them number one, right? Or make them a strong number two, but the clear group of leaders, right? And, you know, with that, really what I did is I learned it from the ground up, from multiple pieces, connected a lot of dots that weren't connected, codified it, you know, brought it to the surface to really expose it and what's really going on, and named it so that, you know, small companies that don't really know this stuff understand how market leaders became the market leaders, how they did it step-by-step ways, but then also how they're using it today to stay the market leader. And a lot of people, most people are unaware this is even going on.
Interesting. So is it, I read the synopsis of the book, and I'm definitely going to give it a read because I find it fascinating about how companies can do that. Basically, they go out and invent a market. And this might be an oversimplified question, but is it as simple as if build it and they will come, or build the right thing and they will come, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And, you know, market invention from a term is, got to understand what a market is, right? A market is a group of people coming together to solve a problem, right? And most marketers end up launching a product into an existing market. And that market has a belief system and has all the influencers, everybody's working together already, it's established. So they're looking at launching into a market where they can never be the leader, because by default, the market leader represents everything, the value and belief system of that market, right? So then by default, they become a Me Too follower and they can't help themselves. There's nothing they can do because they're by default answering exactly what the leader already is answering. So this is really about uncovering something, pain, changing that conversation and really rallying the entire ecosystem around this next evolution, this next phase. What is the next step? So it combines some innovation. It combines a lot of business development, networking, content, influencers, and bringing it all together to really solve a unified problem. So you're looking at it in establishing a market and sharing that belief system with a lot of people. Customers are obviously a big part of that, but partners, and making it room for it so that everybody can share in this shared vision. And that's really what it's about, because most people launch products when the real leaders launch a market movement and a shift.
Yeah, great insights there, Adam. Let's talk a little bit about how this could be potentially applied to companies selling and marketing to government. Of course, your background, you mentioned you started out in the B2G space, and it's a little bit different of a beast, as you well know, and would love to hear your thoughts about how it could be applied to this arena.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the industry, our industry kind of revolves around the entire RFP process, right? And if you take a step back and you think about RFPs that, you know, requests for proposals that you're responding to, or task orders, whatever these contracts, these opportunities for these different agencies. And you have to ask yourself the question is, who influenced the language in that RFP? Who influenced the requirements? And these are standard questions any good business development person will ask. But what people are missing out is all of the standard language and the pain and the discussion. Everything that is in that RFP, that request, is actually influenced with whoever is the best at it today, because they create the content, they create their research. They're the ones that different analyst groups are interviewing to get insights into the market. See, they're the source for all the information, the lexicon, you know, the terminology, the words you use. By default, you are actually sounding exactly like the market leader, because the market leader set the standard for everything. So the real key is really understanding the pain, the key issues that are either being created by the incumbent, the market leader, meaning the market leader is not addressing it, or they're actually causing it, right? Especially in the software space, there can be a really bad experience with the other software. There's precedence there, say with Salesforce.com and Siebel Systems. Salesforce.com obviously migrated everyone to a cloud-based model versus Siebel, which is a desktop on-premise model, which was the term they used to shift the market. So the real key is understanding better than anybody what the real inherent underlying issues are and what is not being addressed, in carving that wedge and creating a new conversation and differentiation and solving it in a new way, whether it's the same pain solved in a new way or a new pain solved in your way, and then getting everyone to talk it about it and rally around it as the next challenge we all have to solve together as an industry. And that's really how markets are born. And virtually every market leader did that process because they had to. They were zero. They were last place. Every market leader, everyone forgets, a market leader was in last place when they started. They just didn't start as the market leader. So really understanding that and shifting that market. And it doesn't matter if you're selling to civilian agencies, DOD. It really comes down to the unique challenges they're solving. And then can you solve it differently, uniquely? And then are you stepping back and making it big enough and broad enough that others can join you in a community of experts and people that aren't in within your walls to help you evangelize it, because they share your same values and your vision for the future? And by the way, customers or clients on the government side, they're partners in this, right? So they're partners, and you got to think about future customers as partners, and you have to find those individuals that share your values and make it bigger so that it becomes, goes from a new product or service to the next big industry trend.
Outstanding. Those are great insights there. And before we sign off, is there anything else you want to share about your keynote address? Again, this is a sneak peek. We don't want to give away too much of the secret sauce, but anything else to share here before we sign off today?
Yeah, obviously there's a lot to this, right? It's far deeper than, say, the conversation we're having or even a keynote address. But anybody who sits down and participates in GAIN will get valuable insights that will fundamentally shift the way they think about their customers, what they're doing, about their place in the market, about their competitors, and really enable them to have a real shot in leading in a specific service, an overall vision, a product, what have you, so that they go from chasing RFPs to the RFPs are actually written in their language.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this GAIN 2020 podcast interview, where we spoke with Adam Vasquez, who is a market innovator and author of Toothfish. And as you heard, he's going to be giving a keynote presentation into a new marketing model called Market Invention. And also, don't miss out on Adam's virtual keynote, which will be taking place on Tuesday, November 10th at 10 a.m. And Adam, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.